On the second Sunday of Lent, we find the Pharisees coming to Jesus and saying, "You've got to hide because Herod's after you." Jesus' reply to them was, "Tell the fox, listen, I am casting out demons, performing cures today and tomorrow, and then I'll finish my work on the third day. Yet today and tomorrow I'm on my way, because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed out of Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those sent to it. How often I gathered or desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." Well, in our day, too, we have lots of prophets that come. They want to take over, or they decide what we should be doing, but sometimes, you know, we don't really know what it is that God wants us to do. We pretty well know what it is that we want to do. And we can see the city of Jerusalem, once such a proud, proud city, the city of David, whom all the Jews looked to, the city that would welcome all kinds of things, but not Jesus. And what we remember is not Jerusalem so much as we remember the hill just outside of Jerusalem with the cross on top of it, the cross on which Jesus died. I think that's what he's reminding of us when he says, "Listen, I am casting out demons, performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work." This day when we talk about finding Jesus' bones, oh indeed, the one thing we do remember as well is that he rose from the dead on the third day. The cross, the empty tomb, these are our things to look forward to as we travel this time of devotion through Lent. Thank you for this